the end.
It's the wake up call.
So it was like a month ago that we told you that Chick-fil-A was getting into the streaming business with something that they are calling Chick-fil-A Play.
Which, oh, is that what they're calling
it? They're calling it Chick-fil-A Play, which sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing. So, well, it's when you, you know, bring the new Picante hot honey sandwich into bed with you. It's Chick-fil-A Play. But it's not. It's a streaming service filled with family-friendly entertainment. That's what we learned. Okay, so what's going to be on there? When we talked about this a month ago, we were having a lot of fun speculating on what it was going to be. Turns out, we were nowhere close.
Dang it.
If you want to see this trailer for the first piece of original entertainment that Chick-fil-A is putting out, you can text the word magic.
Ooh.
Magic to 916-909-1065. This show is an animated series, and it is called The Legends of Evergreen Hills.
Oh.
When we agreed that she should be my apprentice, we knew there might be risks.
Not like this.
Is it true someone stole from the spark tree?
Stop!
You're important to this work, Sam.
Without being able to, like, see it, I don't know what's happening.
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with chicken sandwiches, I'll tell you that much.
So did we think that all of the content was going to be chicken sandwich related?
Kinda.
Come on.
I believe that's what we talked about.
Well, this is had hoped.
The Legends of Evergreen Terrace, or whatever the hell it's called. It's a show about how kindness has a physical manifestation and it creates a spark. And when you do an act of kindness, the spark spreads throughout the earth or Evergreen Terrace or wherever this is.
Okay.
And it spreads throughout the world. Okay, I love that message. But there's an evil force, though, out there. And that evil force.
It's a cow.
No. It is an animated series that looks like it's not even good enough for Disney Plus. Okay?
Okay. What I don't understand and what I'll never understand is why they didn't go, like, listen, we're going to get into the streaming biz.
Right.
Okay. Keep it under wraps. Find an old new name for it, like Quark or something, you know, and have that be a streaming service that is like
more covert than Chick-fil-A Play.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Chick-fil-A Play, it's given us the wrong idea.
We're expecting shows about chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there
and
is.
There didn't seem to be any chickens in that.
That's my point. How did the, once again, here we are again, and we were speculating as to how a Chick-fil-A streaming service even got into, out of the concept phase, let alone actually happening amongst the staff. Now let's go back to the same boardroom.
Okay.
And go, guys, I've got an idea for a show we can put on Chick-fil-A. Okay, great. What's going to move chicken sandwiches? Kindness sparks. They spread throughout the land with an act of kindness. And then he goes, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yep, I heard the whole pitch. Nothing in there about chicken sandwiches. Nothing in there about nugs at all. So how is this going to move product? Exactly.
Well, you don't think that, like, as the platform grows, there's going to be tons of content with, like, bags of chicken sandwiches in the background?
I'm glad you're bringing that up. This is the first thing that they're putting out. The second thing that they're putting out, which we don't have any footage of yet, is a show about the cows.
Oh, boy.
Wow, you buried the lead on this one.
And the cows get into shenanigans. Listen, if you've seen a billboard, you know they're crazy.
Okay. Now it's all making sense.
Yeah, so there we go. So maybe the founder of Chick-fil-A Play, he had to get, you know, his heart and soul out there for the world, which is the Legends of Evergreen Greens.
Yeah.
And, you know, kindness sparks and stuff like that. Listen, I love the message. But then the board was still like, we gotta move chicken sandwiches.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
We'll give you your little passion project.
Right.
But if I don't see some increase in NUG revenue,
right? Yeah,
then we got a problem, Steve.
Maybe he's like Steven Spielberg. Listen, I do a film for you, and then one for me, one for the studio, and one for me. And they're like, okay, fine. The next one's got to be about the cows. Done. Fine. But then the next one, here's what I've always wanted to do. It's a story about a man on hospice care.
Oh, my God.
And he falls in love, but he's already on hospice care. And everybody in the boardroom's like, I don't think we should do this. You said one for me. Chick-fil-A Play, it's available next month. This is going to shock you for the price of nothing.